The idea of lowering the voting age from 18 to 16 has been floated by some lawmakers, but it does not have much popular support in Massachusetts, according to a new survey by the Western New England University Polling Institute. A telephone survey of 495 Massachusetts residents found only 29% support allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in national elections. Support for lowering the age to vote in local elections was somewhat higher, but still a solid majority opposes it, the poll found. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with political science professor Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Polling Institute.
What we found in our survey, which we conducted in April, was that the notion of lowering the national voting age is pretty unpopular in Massachusetts. 65% of adults surveyed either strongly opposed or somewhat opposed lowering the voting age to 16, and only 29% were in favor of the idea.
Did those results surprise you?
A little bit. We know from national surveys the disparity is even greater. About 80% are opposed in national surveys. But this is a popular idea among Democrats. And so seeing this 2-to-1 ratio in Massachusetts was a little bit of a surprise.
So it's a partisan issue among many. This is a partisan issue as well, lowering the voting age?
Oh, very much so. What we found among Democrats in Massachusetts, 48% were opposed, 41% in favor. So about a 7-point difference. Among Republicans, 89% opposed, only 11% in favor. So yes, very strong partisan differences.
What were some of the other demographic breakouts from the poll? I would imagine that there was a difference by age. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So among 18 to 39-year-olds, 43% supported and 53% opposed the idea. Compared to senior citizens, only 19% in favor, 78% opposed.
Now, some communities in Massachusetts, Northampton, in fact, most recently, have broached the idea of lowering the voting age to 16 for local elections only. Did your poll find any support for that?
We did, and it's interesting. There is a bill pending before a joint House-Senate panel on election legislation, Senate Bill 389, and it would give cities and towns in Massachusetts the power to lower the voting age to 16. And what we found was public opinion was more in the favor of support, not majority support. It was still majority opposed, but the gap was much smaller, 52% opposed, 42% were in favor. Clear majorities of Democrats were in favor. Clear majority of young people ages 18 to 39 were in favor as well. This begged the question, why is the state so adamant about the national voting age not going down to 16 and yet somewhat more open to lowering that voting age in cities and towns? The data don't give us much guidance, but it would be reasonable speculation to think that people might view local issues as something teenagers might be more conversant in. For example, funding for public education. We see young people show up at school committee meetings when a favorite program is threatened by budget cuts, so that may be part of it. I suspect also people might think, well, we're not ready to make such a sweeping change nationally, but if cities and towns want to do this one by one, well, perhaps we ought to give them that opportunity.
Try it out as sort of a test case.
That's right, and that's what we've seen in the United States so far. Cities in Maryland began doing this in 2013. Only a couple have done that. Around the world, we've seen countries in Europe and South America do that. Most recently, Scotland extended the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds for their independence referendum in 2014, and since then have maintained that for Scottish elections, not for UK-wide elections. So we do see experimentation not just in the United States, but in other countries as well.
Is the motivation for lowering the voting age to increase voter participation? The idea being, if people start voting at a fairly young age, they'll continue it habitually their entire life?
That's what the scholarship tells us in political science. The earlier you vote, the more likely it is that that will become a lifelong habit. There is also the expectation that high schools And interestingly, in Massachusetts, with the new requirement for additional civics education, that high schools actually might do a fairly good job of preparing students to make these judgments in terms of issues when election time rolls around. And we do know from political science research that there is a trickle-up effect. When young people are interested and informed about politics, that can sometimes influence their parents' levels of civic engagement as well. The overall argument, though, for extending the voting age downward to 16 is this is the age when young people begin to drive, begin to hold jobs, begin to pay income taxes, and therefore, if they're becoming part of civic life in that way, shouldn't they have some say in public policy? Obviously, the counterargument is that young people just aren't mature enough. They don't have enough life experience. They don't have enough knowledge about candidates and issues to cast a meaningful vote at the age of 16 or 17.
On the flip side, no state has an age of majority lower than 18. And in many instances we've seen, and here in Massachusetts recently, we've seen moves to increase the age where you can legally purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21. The drinking age is 21. The gambling age is 21. It seems there's a big disparity between what socially and legally people are allowed to do well over the age of 16 as opposed to the civic responsibility with voting.
That's true. And another point that was articulated in open-ended follow-up responses was, well, when they can wear the uniform, then they get to vote as well. That was not an overwhelming sentiment, but people did make that argument also. It's a tough call. If we look at the most recent social movements in America, they're being led by high school students. The gun control efforts in the wake of the Parkland shooting in Florida last year, and the student walkouts over climate change. These are being led by high school students, which again leads some to argue there is more civic interest and more civic passion among high school students than there has been in the past, and maybe it's time to give them a fuller voice in public life. That's still, according to our data, very much a minority view, but it will be interesting to watch how this unfolds if indeed Massachusetts cities and towns get a chance to experiment with this.